News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you may have heard earlier in the show, we were talking to the Chief Executive of Chambers Ireland, Ian Talbot, warning about how our infrastructure challenges were now a direct threat to our competitiveness. For more on this, we're joined by the Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, thank you indeed for talking to us. Do you accept Ian Talbot's line that we are now at a point where there's a direct threat to our competitiveness because of delays in planning, in housing, in energy, in transport?
Of course I accept it's a real challenge, not only for the competitiveness of our economy, Shane, but also the impact it has on our society, those who need a home, those who are, for example, want to build a home and can't get the infrastructural support they need for us. The amount of money that we are investing in our economy in recent years has massively increased, but because of how our population and our economy has grown, we need to do more. And that's why Minister Jack Chambers, in particular, working closely with myself and leading this on behalf of government, brought forward the National Development Plan there just before the summer. It's a €112 billion plan overall, and we now need to move to execute it and turn it to a reality. It's happening already with schools being built, with roads being built, with public transport being improved at the moment. But yes, we have more to do, and that's the key mission of this government.
Yeah, but like, we're bad at this, Minister. How are we going to change that? Like, we're very good at certain things in this country. We're not good at this. We're not good at infrastructure. And the public sector seems to be a problem. It seems to move way too slowly.
I would be a little kind of more broad in my assessment of how we do, Shane. There are some kinds of infrastructure that I believe our country can and does do very well. We're very good at example for opening and building new school buildings, building new roads. The National Broadband Plan has been a huge success, on time, on budget, having a huge effect on where people can work and how people can invest in our economy. But I do accept that in other areas, for example, and in particular, when it comes to our utilities, where it comes to how we support electricity, how we support water, even though we have very good organisations in those areas, and yeah, we do need to invest more.
And can I ask you on that, Minister? Can I ask you, sorry to cut across you. The news yesterday that the Greater Dublin Drainage Project, that there was yet another legal challenge to that. And this has been in the pipeline, I think, since 2018, when it was first mooted that it was going to get the go-ahead and it was a legal challenge then. I mean, what's your reaction to that news?
While I respect and I do respect the right of any individual to look to vindicate their rights from a planning point of view, there is an impact on the common good. And this is why, and I'm just making that point generally, because I do respect the rights of an individual with regard to a particular project.
But I suppose the question is, Minister, are we given way too much rights? I mean, these individuals have already delayed the project, and this is a vital project. We can't build houses in Dublin without this. They've already delayed it by 8 years. At what point do you go, actually, you know what, you've had your day in court, good luck now and goodbye?
So the point that I'd emphasise is in the National Development Plan, that drainage project, which you're right, is essential for Dublin and beyond Dublin for our country. We've put funding in place to make sure that that can happen. And then in relation to the particular point that you're raising regarding the balance between the rights of an individual and the common good then within our courts, this is a particular issue that the government will be considering in a piece of work that the Department of Public Expenditure are doing. We've already brought forward very significant reforms to our planning system in legislation that the last government brought forward and passed in the Oireachtas. We're now enacting that. I believe it will make a big difference to this issue, but I do accept that it is extremely challenging and frustrating that if we have money in place for a project, that it is wanted to benefit our country, that particular actions can have such an effect on our ability to make it happen.
Okay, so is it basically, are you saying it's too easy at the moment to take a legal challenge? The bar is too low. Do you accept that?
I certainly do have a concern that while an individual does have the right to make a point about any particular planning application, and in particular our larger projects, more must be done to establish that their individual rights are being infringed in some way.
Okay, all right.
And this, as I said, Shane, is an issue that I believe we have made progress on in a new planning framework that now will be implemented within our country. But I am very open to what further action can be taken in relation to us.
I'm reading Stephen Collins in today's Irish Times today. He says next month's budget will be a critical test. If the government opts to give another large giveaway, continuing the one-off payments of the last 3 years, it will rightly be accused of putting the long-term interests of the country at risk in a volatile world. I know you're under phenomenal pressure from your cabinet colleagues. Can you clarify, will there be one-off payments? Are you ruling that out absolutely in the budget?
So the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, Minister Chambers and myself have been very clear over the last number of months in saying the kind of payments that were in place over the last number of years, their scale and their nature, we cannot do again. And I accept this is a difficult argument to make because I know for many of your listeners at the moment, the cost of living is still such a challenge. But the broader background to it is even though prices are going up, they're going up at a far slower pace than they were in recent years. And the global environment that we're in at the moment is now so uncertain. So what we will do instead is what we have done in other budgets of other years, which is to bring forward improvements and changes that are affordable, that can help with the cost of living and that we can sustain. But we really have to shift focus in this budget because, Shane, you were rightly asking me lots of questions earlier on about big projects that are vital to the future of Ireland. And the argument I'll be making to the country in the next few weeks is that if we want to really invest in our country's future and protect us with everything going around us, we need to use the money that went into those payments in the past and put it into building
things. So can I clarify, are you saying no one-off payments, no repeat of energy credits and so on in the budget?
That is the case. That's my view. And myself and the government will be putting the budget together on investment, on how we can invest to look after our country in the future, and then targeted and permanent measures, as we have done in other budgets, to help with the cost of living, which I still know is a challenge for so many.
OK, final question before we let you go, Minister. Your colleague in Cabinet, Patrick O'Donovan, has accused hoteliers of robbing people up to their eyeballs, warning a hospitality VAT cut promised in the budget is not guaranteed. Do you agree with him? Are hotels fleecing punters, do you think? And should you look again at that promise to cut VAT for hotels in particular?
So I have made the same point myself, albeit in a slightly different way over a number of years, that when we very large international events taking place in our country and with people travelling in to them, and then with people within our country travelling to go to these major international events, like it was with Taylor Swift, like it was with Oasis, like it will be with the NFL in a few weeks' time, for God's sake, we just need to be so conscious that we can give people value for money. And I've argued this on so many occasions. We are committed to looking at how we can support the hospitality sector. And the reason for that is they're such an important employer within our country. And they are now facing challenges that I do acknowledge. But we have to be so conscious that a reputation for being, you know, offering good value for money and welcome within our country, you know, if we lose that chain, it takes a long time to get it back.
Is the VAT cut still up for grabs, or is that pretty much guaranteed there will be a VAT cut?
I'll repeat what I have said on many other occasions during the year in relation to it. It is my intention to bring forward a measure with regard to how we support the hospitality sector. It's laid out clearly in the programme for government and notes the role of VAT with regard to that. But I'll say what I've said before, no final decisions have been made in relation to the budget. Myself, Minister Chambers and the party leaders will finalise everything in quite a few weeks' time. But we do know the value of the hospitality sector and the need for jobs within it to be supported.
OK, we will leave it there. Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Minister for Finance, I should say, Pascal Donoghue, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. My apologies, Minister. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.